is Penn Jillette on the big free FM on the Friday before the weekend, before Halloween, with Michael Goudeau sitting across from me, dressed as Michael Goudeau.
Yes.
Sweatshirt, headphones. 866-570-PEN-7366. We'll be taking a lot of calls today. So if you've got something on your mind that you wanted to say, you could call. You could probably get through Happy Jack. Happy Jack's in a great mood. All three of us are making fun of Patrick this morning, so we're all feeling just fabulous. So you could probably blow things by Happy Jack. You know the nuts who call and can't get through Happy Jack to get on the air with us? Now's a good time to call. He's in a good mood. He might put you on. 866-570-PEN-7366. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. I want people to call about Halloween. I just want to talk about Halloween. Because, you know, Halloween is a holiday that I've always hated. Ever since my mother and father dressed me as a pumpkin when I was 4 years old. And in terms of complete disclosure...
there was no costume.
In terms of complete disclosure, just so you know, I don't say the word pumpkin naturally. I wasn't calling you pumpkin in that sentence. I'm just saying that the way I say it is pumpkin. Pumpkin is the way I was brought up to say it. But that's a little bit too Huck Finn, you know. When I first met Teller and we were talking, it was around Halloween time, and I used the word pumpkin. And he said, did you just say pumpkin? And I said, yeah. I didn't even know at that point that the word was pumpkin. But I want to just have everybody know that I've given up my Western Massachusetts roots, and I now say pumpkin. But my mom and dad dressed me as a pumpkin to go out with Shirley Lavin, who was the girl next door who my parents thought I should play with and who I hated. They dressed me as a pumpkin, and I hated Halloween then. And then I hated Halloween again when I decided to go out as a robot. And I took big cardboard boxes and strapped them to my feet and my chest. And then I tried to walk around the neighborhood, and it was raining, and I had soggy cardboard on my feet. And I ended up just in a pile of soggy cardboard crying. These are my Halloween experiences. Then I was at Clown College, which you also went to.
Yes.
Ringling Brothers, Barnum & Bailey, greatest show on earth, Clown College. And we had Halloween night off. And some guys put on makeup. And I was like, what are you doing? So I've always thought Halloween was a night for amateurs. I don't like to do a show on Halloween night because people are, they bring noisemakers with them. New Year's Eve and Halloween, we don't do shows. I like drunk people around. But now Halloween has changed.
Yeah.
And Halloween is becoming the sex holiday. You know, it started with these fetish balls that were happening.
What card?
Fetish balls is actually my nickname for you, Goudeau. So, fetish balls, when did you first go to a sex Halloween thing?
I still haven't been to a sex Halloween thing.
Never?
I was hoping you would invite me.
Well, anyway, the fetish and fantasy ball is Saturday night at the Orleans, and we're going by after the show. And they said, bring as many friends as I want.
Well, this is my invitation. This is the moment.
Whenever they say, bring as many friends as you want, that always includes you. As long as there's not a number on it, you're included. So, Saturday night, if you're a friend of mine, come by the theater, and I'll bring you over to the fetish and fantasy ball. We're all going to go over. You think so?
Yeah, we're all going to go in the mini.
We'll all squeeze into the mini.
Do you have a costume?
I go dressed as Penn Jillette casually. You know, I went to a big fetish party in San Francisco, and I was there with with jeans and a Gap hooded sweatshirt, and people really gave me a lot of hostility about it. But I said I was just waiting for someone who had a fetish for hooded Gap sweatshirts. Which I found. My wife has a fetish for hooded Gap sweatshirts, which is what I wear, you know. And right now I'm wearing
some, it for you.
I don't even know what shirt this is.
ESPN. You have an ESPN shirt. Mr. Sports.
I'm wearing an ESPN shirt.
Watched the ball game last night?
Yeah.
You don't even know what ball game.
I don't even know what shape the ball was. But I want people to call in and tell me when Halloween changed from you dress up like a robot to when you were wearing a leather jock strap. When that changed.
I'm hoping Saturday night.
When that changed. When that change happened. And while we're waiting for calls, this guy, you could even call on this, I suppose. The headline is, man has sex with dead dog. Okay,
that's
fine.
A Halloween thing.
Yeah. Just when you thought bestiality couldn't
I thought of a costume.
How many people will be going to Steve Irwin? You know, did you see that South Park got some heat because they said Steve Irwin was in hell with a stingray stinger in his chest?
I didn't see that.
There was a drudge. There was a big thing about him, them getting. Anyway, there's a guy. Anyway, this is when you thought bestiality couldn't get any ickier. You know what Willie Nelson says?
No.
If you're going to do bestiality, do it with a horse, because if it doesn't work out, you can at least get a ride home. it does, thanks to a man who is charged with having sex with a dead dog in full view of a daycare center. That's good. It says the man's name is a Michigan guy. I think that goes without saying. Although you may not know his name, you know it's Michigan. Is charged with crimes against nature after allegedly being seen engaging in sexual acts with the dog corpse, which had been dead for 4 or 5 days. Police had already been called by day center staff to remove the dead dog, which had been hit by a car several days before. Before police could arrive, Cooch, that's his name, allegedly turned up. Yeah. Kutch, maybe? Kutch? K-U-C-H is his name. Turned up and began getting his freak on with the canine cadaver. As luck would have it, that's when the police turned up. Now, what's interesting, only one of the officers saw this, the act, but the whole staff of the daycare center. This is in Saginaw, Michigan, in case you need. When police tried to arrest him, he reportedly shoved the officer aside. This is the first place he's done something wrong, in my book. He's shoving the officer aside. Up until then, he's completely within my morality.
This seems like a victimless crime.
He was eventually tracked down and discovered hiding in the attic of a nearby house, which police say belonged to his girlfriend. Just to make this perfectly lovely story even more charming, police say that they have determined that the dead dog also belonged to his girlfriend. So he said, I don't see what harm it does to have sex with a dead dog, do you?
It doesn't seem pleasant.
I guess in view of the, daycare center.
Yeah.
What do you mean doesn't seem pleasant? Doesn't seem pleasant makes things illegal?
No, I didn't say illegal at all. Okay. I'm just throwing in my own personal
case. How many times have you had sex with a dead dog?
None.
So you don't know much about it.
I don't.
You're kind of in over your head, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Might be a good time. Might be a really good time. You know, might be the next thing we're into.
Saturday night.
There's all for, remember when you were 9 years old, you thought girls were icky?
Yeah.
That changed. Now you think dead dogs are icky. Why do you think that's not going to change? Yeah. You think this isn't a phase? This whole marriage family thing isn't a phase?
Let me see if I can't find the website for this.
I don't see what would be possibly illegal about that, providing it wasn't in front of a daycare center, which I guess is where the line is. But sex with a dead dog,
it's a crime against nature.
But there's no nature to be crimed against.
Yes.
I mean, it's just a pile of entrails. There's no way that's cruelty. There's no way that's anything. It's dead, inanimate, no longer moves, no longer barks, no longer wags its sexy little tail. So
and you certainly can't accuse it of teasing him. He wasn't dressed provocatively.
And in a not entirely unrelated story, in the Review Journal today in Vegas, Norm reports, our one-eyed wonder Norm here in Vegas, reports that Chris Angel is now romantically linked to Paris Hilton. And I don't think that's a crime against nature either. I think that's perfectly okay.
Romantically linked is an odd word, though.
I made that up.
Okay.
They said having a romantic dinner and then going out and doing stuff. So, but what's interesting is magicians, it seems like the only time they can pump up their career is with who they're dating. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
I mean, Copperfield didn't get really popular till he was dating Claudia Schiffer, right? And then he went through the roof. That was a huge time. And then David Blaine was like, whoa, Fiona Apple or something? When he came backstage to see our show, he had someone like that with him, someone who's on magazines. And now Chris Angel is going, wait a minute, what about Paris Hilton? So how do you think magicians do well with you know, I wouldn't want to pick my wife based on what magazine I could get in, but I guess that's an important career.
He didn't say wife. He said dating.
Right, but I'm dating my wife.
Oh, yeah.
In a real perverse turn of events, I'm dating my wife. So the big, one of the greatest Halloween costumes I ever saw was, do you think he told Paris he had real magic?
I'm sure he told her this were real tricks.
I have real magic.
Have you seen my
powers?
Videos?
Yeah. Mix, here's 7 rows of 3 cards. But the thing is, he can only show her the videos because, you know, Chris doesn't do that much magic live.
He can push over a tree. And Paris Hilton, apparently.
Watch this. I'll cut a midget in half. But that's a really good move for him. And maybe because, you know, maybe I'll get to meet Paris Hilton because I like Chris Angel. So, because you remember Chris Angel and I were dating. And when I was dating Chris Angel, how much did that do for his career? That did jack. He's moved up. I guess Paris Hilton's about your best choice. Can you do better? I guess
me?
I mean, could you do better for a press right now than Paris Hilton?
Probably not. Probably not.
Did you date her, Jack? Did you date Paris Hilton? A little bit. He did. Very short time. Did you really?
It was good for his career.
About 5 minutes. Okay. And did that help you? Now you're a big radio guy. You're Happy Jack. I'm doing a few phone calls. One of the costumes that I laughed aloud at was once I went to one of these fetish and fantasy balls, which I guess you can't do. I should say that at the Orleans this year, you can't do that. You can't have sexual, primary or secondary sexual characteristics hanging out. I guess secondary characteristic is also beard. You can have your beard hanging out, but you can't have, you know, fleshy parts that are primary or secondary sexual characteristics hanging out of your costume. In the early days, you could. That's changed. But amidst all this kind of sin and sex, one guy came as Roy, with a tiger attached to his neck, which, although I love Roy and I was very saddened by the accident, I must admit I laughed. And I wonder how many people are going as Steve Irwin with a stingray attached to their chest. There'll probably be a lot of those. But let's see who we're talking to. Let's talk to Scott. What's up, Scott?
Hey, Penn, how you doing?
Doing very well, thanks. What are you doing Halloween?
What am I doing Halloween? Yeah. I'm just kicking back. Cool. You know, I agree with you when it comes to the Halloween thing. It really is. It's like I consider it a Hallmark holiday.
Yeah.
And it's when the amateurs come out. Yeah. And it's just insane when it comes to what people do. But when you say that the thing with the dog is a victimless crime, yeah. I'm sorry. You told the story on the radio. I am very disturbed. I consider myself a victim at this point.
Oh, well, you know, that's a very, very good point. And once you're using that argument, you have now allowed a huge amount of censorship. So I'm all for that. If Scott, if you're in charge, let me just ask you a few things. Were you offended by the Super Bowl, Janet Jackson and Timberlake?
I was offended that it didn't last longer.
Okay,
I mean,
okay.
Yeah, they turned off so soon.
And were you bothered by Lenny Bruce's acts?
That's a whole other story.
Two Live Crew.
Yeah.
Karen Finley. Because if you're okay with all of those, I would put you in charge of the National Censorship Board, and the only thing you couldn't talk about on the radio was having sex with dead dogs. Is that is there anything else in that list?
No, I think you've got it all covered, Ben.
Good. And how are you on the pronunciation of pumpkin? Are you pumpkin or punkin?
Actually, my grandma or my mother's being called and will forever be called Grammy Pumpkin. Because
really?
my daughter was the firstborn grandchild, and she couldn't pronounce her name, so she called her Pumpkin.
Pumpkin?
And now,
Pumpkin or Pumpkin? Is there a
Pumpkin?
Pumpkin.
Yeah, yeah. And as most families know, that you always get the oldest child or the firstborn winds up, you know, totally trashing, you know, one of the parents' names.
Uh-huh.
And then forever, that name will be what they're called by generation after generation after generation.
But
so she's got to, yeah, it's been, you know, 15 years, and she's got to live with that for the rest of her life.
Grandma Pumpkin is a pretty good name.
Yeah, it's okay, you know.
I'd be very happy if my daughter called me Grandma Pumpkin. I'd be fine with that.
As opposed to Papa Jello.
When you were talking about the pronunciation, it was funny that you mentioned that. Because I was like, yeah, that's my mom's name. Yeah.
That's your mom's name. Okay, thanks a lot, Scott. Thanks so much.
I see
you. Guy writes in that says, I couldn't be more distraught over the idea of people going as the late Croc Hunter for Halloween this year. Not because I think it's overly insensitive, but because I've been working on the costume myself since the day after his death, and I now realize I won't be the only one. Damn! So that's a proper Penn Jillette Show listener. Let's talk to Paul. What's up, Paul?
Hey, Penn. How you doing?
Doing very well, thanks. How are you?
Good. Penn, I mean, let's just say you're going to a classy party. You know, you're sipping on good wine. You're drinking expensive champagne. Mm-hmm. And you're talking to some woman, beautiful blonde, big-breasted blonde woman. In the back of your head, you just pumped your neighbor's dead dog.
Not your neighbor's, your girlfriend's dead dog.
All right, well, there you go.
Okay.
How are you going to tell me that's not wrong? I mean, I see, I hear you, you know, you don't mind it or whatever for, I guess for whatever reason, but how is that not wrong? I don't understand.
Do you want a guy who's humping dead dogs to go to prison, or do you just want to ostracize him?
Go to prison? No, maybe to a mental hospital.
Okay, well, I'm with you on all this, then. We agree completely.
Okay.
Isn't that easy? Isn't that easy? See, that's how you handle these callers. See, the people that do these shows normally, they don't understand that the way you handle callers, you just agree with them.
It's so much shorter.
He called up. His argument, if I could restate it, was, wouldn't you rather be a... Of course, you know, I don't drink, so that whole thing. But, you know, would you rather be with a very attractive woman than banging a dead dog? And I just completely rolled over. See, that's that kind of dog metaphor there.
You know, there's October 11th, a superior man is in Superior, apparently that's the town, not a superior man is in jail for allegedly having sexual relations with a deer carcass he found along the
side. Oh, yeah, I read that one, too, because I'm on the mailing list for necrophiliabestiality.com, so I get
this
all this stuff.
He's a maximum penalty of 9 months and $10,000 fine. The other guy's talking 15 years.
Okay, well, do you think that's more in line, dead deer? So if you're going to have sex with a dead animal,
not as icky.
Go with a deer. It's really funny that we mentioned Chris Angel and Paris Hilton and having sex with a dead dog, and the phones light up on having sex with a dead dog. Let's see what Julie has to say. How you doing, Julie?
I'm good. I've never had sex with a dead dog, though.
You never have?
No, but it's nothing I aspire to.
Okay. But nothing you turned down out of hand either, right?
No.
Okay, good. That's all I want to know.
I was just talking, I will never do another Halloween party. 10 years ago, we did an evil potato party.
I'm afraid I don't know what an evil potato party is.
Well, my husband found a package of potato chips, uh-huh. And there was this little evil potato guy dancing with a kid and, you know, a couple of kids. And Mike's like, oh, we have to have an evil potato party. So we carved potatoes instead. And the next day, I had to throw out my rug, and we had all these potatoes that smelled like whiskey and cigarettes. I mean, the potatoes smelled like whiskey and cigarettes. As far as sexual stuff goes, we had a manic, depressive homosexual puking on himself in the back room. That was fun.
We're more confused by the potato party thing.
I'm very confused by the potato party thing. There was a package. Part of the advertising was evil potato man dancing with children. So your husband took that.
He had this really evil face.
The logical conclusion, let's have an evil potato party. So instead of carving pumpkins, you decide to carve potatoes.
Exactly.
And you're warning us that the smell of potatoes mixed with whiskey and cigarettes the next day on your rug is unpleasant.
It's not a good thing.
Okay.
You'll have to throw it away.
This is a very important call because this is a warning to all those people who saw that potato chips package, wanted to have an evil potato party, that it's going to ruin their rug. Is that right?
Right.
Now that I've understood it, great, we can take a break. We'll be back right after this. This is Penn Jillette, 866-570-PEN, 7366, PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. I got a little excited at the evil potato party. She had a sexy voice. I kind of liked it. Hi, this is Penn Jillette of the Big Free FM, 866-570-PEN, 7366. I guess we're talking about Halloween and having sex with dead dogs. Those seem to be the two subjects that have stayed on the table. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. No one seems to care that Chris Angel went out with Paris Hilton. I cared. I thought it was really good for him because it would probably make him a lot of money. My wife writes in, costumes I expect to see this Halloween. Chaney and his friend with bullets and Madonna with skinny black babies. That's the woman I married. That's the costume she'd be considering. I want to read a few more Gmails here. Good morning, sexies. I've been to several, this is from Natasha. I've been to several fetish balls, and there's a strange phenomenon there. The regulars all wear dopey, less than sexy costumes. Oh, you think it would be sexy, but it's actually the least sexy night at a fetish club. The reason is simple. They wore their sexy costumes the last 51 weekends, because that's how you dress at every fetish event. I mean, you can't wear your sexy nurse costume every week. My significant other hates costumes and lives in a suit, so I always need to do work around and find a costume that can be based on a suit. This year, I'm going as a martini, and he's going as him in a suit, with a name tag that says, "Hi, I'm Bill W." If bulls hit is any indication, he won't be able to keep his hands off me. So that's from our good friend Natasha. There's another one from Christian. Christian, the skeptical atheist.
I know. Nice.
I love Halloween. I see it as an excuse to dress up in horribly offensive costumes. A few I'm tossing around this year. Steve Irwin, Rosa Parks, Bin Laden, and just come out of left field, Eric Clapton's son. And if that's not enough to make it great, all the women dress up like complete whores. Beats the hell out of having turkey with your extended family. So we've got good stuff here. Here's the number that's going about. There's so much political crap you can listen to. It's all over the radio. To hell with celebrities, too. In fact, I'm thinking of creating a Michael J. Fox bobblehead doll. Is that wrong? My favorite listener. I'm sorry that he turns the station now and again. We'll stay off politics. Let's talk to, I think he was holding a number of fingers up, but I missed it. Let's talk to Candy. How you doing, Candy?
Hey, Penn. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
I just want to say Monkey Tuesday is my favorite day of the week, and I let my children listen to it.
Well, they should be listening. Knowing about monkeys is an important stage in development.
It is. Mm-hmm. And here's what's going to really blow your mind. I'm a Christian.
You are a Christian?
I'm totally Christian, and I love you.
Okay,
and
thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm totally atheist, and I love you, Candy, so we're doing fine. We're on our way to world peace. Let's just get a Muslim in here, and we'll all be dancing happy.
Let's do it. I just want to tell you a story about an unbelievable Halloween I had not too long ago.
This is not an evil potato party.
No.
No, we've covered the evil potato party, but go on.
That's right. I don't want to tell you the state, because if this girl's family is listening, I don't want to upset them, because
okay, sure.
I'm using her tragic death as my entertainment story. But I kind of thought you'd get a kick out of it.
I didn't believe at first you were Christian. Now I do. Right? If a tragic death is what you hang on the walls of your church, a tragic death should also be what you laugh at. Go ahead.
All right. Well done, sir. I was at this Halloween, you know, the whole college campus is celebrating, and this was before I took my faith seriously, and I got totally hammered, and I went to see this guy.
Before you took your what?
I took my faith seriously. I was getting totally hammered.
Seriously. You know that I don't drink, and I don't have any faith, so I just want you to know that.
Okay,
so you're totally hammered, and it's Halloween?
And it's Halloween. I'm sitting in the audience with this guy that came to our campus and hypnotized people.
No, he didn't. But he pretended to hypnotize people. Go on.
Well, he had plenty of people playing along.
Sure.
But I got so trashed that I was throwing up, but I didn't want my date to know, so I was throwing up in, like, a big gulp cup and then, like, quietly spilling it under my seat.
Oh!
So I could continue to use the same cup.
You are Christian. Yeah, go ahead.
This is
my body you pour off onto the floor. Go ahead.
All right, you better take it easy.
Okay, go ahead.
I won't tell you the rest of the story.
I want to hear the rest of the story, but vomit is not something I'm as comfortable with as some other fluids, but go ahead.
Well, so my date and I go, and we're, like, making out madly near my dorm.
The hypnotist?
And little, what?
The hypnotist is now your date?
No,
okay.
I think he had hypnotized my date, because he didn't seem to be offended by the vomit breath that was probably evident.
Oh.
So we're, like, making out.
This is tying in with the dead dog story, isn't it? Go ahead.
Well, I guess I'm the dead dog in this one.
I guess maybe, yeah. Well, go ahead.
So not more than 5 feet away from us, this girl, who's been even drunker than me, fell out the window and died right next to us.
She died from what?
She hit her head and was probably killed instantly. She was probably trying to throw up out the window.
And she fell out a window?
She fell out a window and died, and me and my date didn't even know it and didn't find out, like, until the next day.
And that's the whole story?
It was Halloween.
Oh, I see.
It's
Man,
a horrible
that,
story.
That's
a
horrible.
How can you celebrate Halloween after something like that?
Have you celebrated Halloween after something like that?
No. I refuse to make costumes or anything of the kind.
Okay, so you're out of Halloween because you were at a hypnotist vomiting into a big gulp cup, pouring it on the floor, making out with your boyfriend as a woman who was more drunk than you fell out a window and died right next to you.
Yeah.
Okay, Candy. I have no comment on that. Thank you so much for calling, Candy. Thanks a lot.
I'm glad that you sum that up, went through that again for us.
Yeah, I just wanted everybody to understand everything that was going on. Here's a now. See, this is a letter that I find really sexy. Like this, I find stupid sexy, and maybe it's tipping a lot of my hand. I love Halloween for one reason. It's the only day of the year that I can go to work wearing comfy flannel pajamas instead of regular work clothes, signed Sharon. That would be less sexy if it were signed Bob, but signed Sharon, picturing Sharon going to work in comfy flannel pajamas, I just find very, very sexy. Am I alone on this? Mr. Defend This Dead Dog?
Okay. I'm pretty good on that one, actually.
Okay, good.
I'm with you.
Good. As long as you're with me on this one. Let's talk to, were there too many Jesus jokes in that last thing that I did?
Might have been.
Let's talk to Carson. Hey, Carson, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Never better, boss. How are you?
Pretty good. I just wanted to call in and tell you
Before we go any further, Carson, have you ever vomited into a big gulp cup?
No.
Good.
A couple of big trash cans.
Okay. But I just want to make sure that that's okay, so I wouldn't be bushwhacked again. Go ahead.
Yeah. Last Halloween, I had two other roommates, a gay black opera singer and a white girl that we all lived together, and for some reason all decided we wanted to be Jesus, and obviously that wouldn't work with having three Jesuses parading around as the same Jesus. So we needed to put a little spin on this, and she decided she was going to be Jesus Christ Disco Star.
Okay.
And did the whole thorny crowns with a big, flashy, purple sequin robe.
And is she an attractive woman?
Yeah, very attractive.
Very attractive woman. So she's Disco Jesus in a thorny crown?
Yes.
Oh, baby. Go on.
I have a small obsession with pirates and decided I needed to put a pirate twist into my costume. So I was Pirate Jesus that we dubbed Yarway.
Okay, that's fabulous. Go on.
And I end up walking around in these white camo shorts with the perfect triangle 5-year-old costume pirate cut on the bottom, and the thorny crown, and a Jolly Roger as a cape. And my other roommate decided he was going to be Jesus Hendrix. And he wore the robe and the sandals, and we gave him the stunt guitar, and he put on the afro and had a giant thorny crown around the afro the entire night.
Now, did he play the phony guitar left-handed?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I wanted to check on, because that would have ruined the whole trio for me if he didn't. I want to. So you are Disco Jesus, Pirate Jesus, or Yarwa, and then you also were
Jesus Hendrix.
Jesus Hendrix. That's something great. What are you doing this year for Halloween?
I have a severed head on a rope that I'm going to tie to my leg and tell people that this is what my member has turned into.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. I'm perfectly okay with that. Thank you so much, Carson. Thanks so much.
That's a great party idea. Everyone comes as a different Jesus dress costume.
That is a great idea. Someone has written in and said the advantage, this is back to the having sex with a dead dog or a dead deer. The advantage to a deer is that as venison is more palatable than dog, it could become a dinner date. So I'm okay with that. We're talking, I guess, what are we talking about? You know, do you have any idea?
Well,
it's not politics. So for the people that don't like our show, when it's about politics, this is not about politics. This is Penn Jillette of the Free FM, CBS Radio, 866-570-PEN, 7366, PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette of the Big Free FM, 866-570-PEN, 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. We've talked about having sex with dead dogs, dead deer, Paris Hilton, Chris Angel, vomiting into Big Gulp cups and evil potato parties, and we're moving on strong. A lot of good subjects today. This is a fabulous, fabulous show. let's take a few more. This is Magic Al. Now, when last time Magic Al called, you weren't here, right?
You know,
I was not.
I don't know
when Matt King was here. How you doing, Al?
Hi, Penn. Hi, Michael.
What's up?
Oh, everything's cool. I'm in New York City getting ready to go in and do another magic party.
Now, you do that full-time, right? You're a full-time magician?
Yes. Yes, I am.
You do mostly kids' parties?
Yeah, I do about 70% kids' parties, 30% adult parties.
And do your themes go with the holidays? Are you on a Halloween theme now?
Absolutely. Right in. I mean, today is a birthday party.
Uh-huh.
Around Halloween time, you know, the kids love to dress up. So actually, some of the parties become, you know, Halloween birthday parties.
Now, do you dress as a clown or something? You're still a magician.
No, I'm still a magician. I always did that tuxedoed look.
Okay, and what age parties you do?
Well, I actually start as young as 3 year old.
Wow,
if you can imagine. Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah.
It is, and I go all the way up. I mean, I'm proud to say I actually did a 100-year-old birthday party.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And what tricks do you do that are the same for a 3-year-old and a 100-year-old? Any overlap in the material?
Yeah, it's pretty much all the same.
I don't think I'd cut any popping balloons or anything at a 100-year-old party.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty much back to diapers, so, you know.
And Halloween, you work at Halloween now?
I got 3 shows on Halloween.
Uh-huh. In the evening or during the day?
They're, late afternoon into the evening.
Oh, I see. And kid shows?
All kid shows, one after another, in different locations in New York City.
Wow.
It's really insane. I jump in my car, I drive to the next location, hopefully get parking. If not, I got to park in one of those expensive Manhattan garages. Unload the show and go zooming into the next, you know, apartment building.
You make a good living, Al?
Yeah, I feel very, very lucky.
Good, to
do this, yeah.
So are you going to go out Halloween yourself after you have after you're done working?
You know, I'm usually so completely zonked from performing that it's just back home to the wife and the kids. And hopefully, to be honest with you, at that time there's no trick-or-treaters left knocking on my door.
So you just sit back and relax a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, have a good Halloween now.
Yeah, definitely. And Penn,
yes.
I know your kids aren't that old yet, but as you heard, I got my new kid's DVD out, so I want to send you a copy. I think your kids would love it.
Okay, send it to Vegas. It'll get there.
Okay.
You can just write to Godot, and he'll give you an address, or you can just send it to the Rio, and it'll get to me. That mail always gets there.
I will definitely do that.
Thanks so much, Al.
And I'll be calling again. Thanks.
Oh, I bet you will. Okay, thanks, Al. Yeah, did I sound like, you know, I was doing that, you know, Santa Claus North Pole? You can just write in an envelope, Penn Jillette, Los. Actually, try that. Someone try sending Penn Jillette, care of Penn and Teller, Las Vegas, Nevada. Just try that. Just somebody send like a postcard or something.
But only one of you. So you guys talk to each other to make sure only one of you.
Yeah, only one of you. No, but what do you, like, you get a sexy postcard of an attractive picture, and right on the back of it, Penn Jillette, care of Penn and Teller, Las Vegas, Nevada. No zip code, no nothing. See if I get. Wouldn't that be cool if I did?
That'd be cool.
I mean, there's not another Penn Jillette, I don't think, in the country. But I mean, if we narrow it down to Las Vegas, give the post office a fighting chance. Wouldn't that be cool? And if I get the postcard and has your return address on it, I'll call you and I'll send you a whole bunch of stuff. I'll send you like all the DVDs and stuff.
So
I don't know why my voice went so high there. I just want to see if that would work. Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be cool.
That'd be very cool. And we want to make sure, tell Jeff to be looking for that address, because I might not notice. It'd be a great, great thing. Let's talk to Ernesto. Hey, Ernesto.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ben. I was writing Chris Angel Paris Hilton jokes while I was on hold. Sorry about that.
What do you got?
You want to hear one of his bad jokes? Or?
Sure, lay it on us.
Well, actually, Paris Hilton is now dating Chris Angel in their hopes that he could make her STDs disappear.
Okay, that's one. You got another one?
She's not worth telling another joke of.
Okay. What's up, Ernesto?
Well, actually, I want to talk to you guys about Monkey Tuesday here in New York City.
It's going to be a very, very big day. What's that?
No, I finally got the monkey music.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Very happy. you guys are coming to New York next week and doing Monkey Tuesday live here in the city.
Yeah, we are. We'll have Gilbert on that day, and Godot will be remote from Las Vegas. Make sure you call up when they announce it on the local station. And are you going to dress in a monkey suit and come by?
I actually have. Well, I'm not sure what I'm going to do now, because originally I was going to wear my Six Flags Great Adventure T-shirt with a stuffed monkey throwing something at me.
Oh, that's really good.
But now I was actually thinking of getting a skinny pink balloon with a blonde wig and dressed as Paris and Chris Angel.
Well, I think you should go with it, because it is going to be Monkey Tuesday. My suggestion is the Great Adventure T-shirt. So call up and we'll see you on Tuesday, okay?
Absolutely, Penn. Can't wait to see you.
Okay, thanks so much, Ernesto. He's called a few times, hasn't he?
Yeah.
So the same guy's called a few times?
Yeah.
You got any other good...
I got a good one. That was somewhat unaware. This is from Kara.
Okay.
Of the sexy part of Halloween. This past year, my husband and I decided to go out as Sandy the Squirrel in SpongeBob SquarePants.
She was aware of the sexiness.
No, she wasn't. She wasn't at this point. So she wore the whole costume, and later on in the evening went into the bathroom and took off her helmet and was getting cold stares from the other woman in the room. After further assessment, I realized it was maybe because I was actually wearing a costume and did not come dressed as sexy lesbian librarian or sexy Red Riding Hood. So she was shunned, apparently, for showing up as Sandy.
Good. She should be shunned. Let's take a call.
That's a harsh way to discover it.
Yeah, a harsh way. Let's talk to Joan. What's up, Joan?
Yes, you said something about having sex with Paris Hilton or having sex with a dead dog. And we saw that night in Paris, and pretty much the same thing, in my opinion.
Now, that's just unpleasant.
Oh, I know it is.
Paris Hilton is an attractive young woman.
She might be, but, I'm a 45-year-old fat woman, and I'm a lot more fun in bed than she is.
Well, I would not argue with that at all. I'm almost sure that's true. I can tell by your voice.
And you're willing to do the testing, aren't you?
I'm willing to test. If you want to set up that test, I'll spend a night with you and with Paris Hilton, then I'll be the final judge. But I think we could do that. We could do this over the phone. If you want to do a real one, just get in touch. Just send a postcard to Penn Jillette, care of Penn & Teller, Las Vegas, Nevada, and see if it gets here. Thanks so much, Joan.
Okay, have a good day. Bye.
I'll tell you one thing, you'd laugh a lot more with Joan. And that's a really important part of having a good time.
That's
I think he's laughing. I think that, although I never, the Paris Hilton sex video? I think I watched a little part of it once. I didn't watch much of it at all. I wasn't very interested. Paris Hilton is just not my particular style of person.
Sure.
But I think we were supposed to be on the Hollywood Squares with Paris Hilton. And she canceled at the last minute.
Found out you were there.
I guess so. Didn't want to have that unpleasantness. And Tom Bergeron had to cover for that because they'd already announced it. So Tom Bergeron said Paris Hilton was supposed to be here, but apparently her chess game went late last night, and she's a little bit tired and was able to get in here. So, but I've never met Paris Hilton. Have you?
No, I have not.
Or Nicole Richie, who's now on the front page of every paper because
she's the new Paris Hilton.
She's not eating enough.
Okay.
And Nicole Richie is not eating enough, and apparently the whole nation, our whole nation, is very upset about that.
They worry about her.
They think that Nicole should be eating more. let's take a phone call from Dustin. How you doing, Dustin?
Hey, Penn.
How you doing, man?
Good. How's it going?
Doing very well. How are you doing?
Really well.
Good.
Hey, I feel really bad about this because even though this is a really interesting topic, I don't really have any stories to go with it. I've never had any sex with any dead dogs or anything. I just called because I really love you. I really wanted to. I love your basing. I think you're a great bassist.
Well, thank you.
And I wanted to tell you that I will give you a real American $1 bill for your pink bass in the holier the
pink bass that I'm playing in the holier than thou episode is made of carbon fiber. It's an aircraft made bass, and I got it made special and had to sign all these waivers. I said to make it pink, and they would not make it pink. Unless I paid for it completely in advance, non-refundable, because they made a cherry red cello for someone, and then they backed out because it was too intense. So I had to pay in advance for it, and it cost more than a dollar. And I really like it. I really like it. So
I thought that was a pretty good deal, but
I know. And I'd love to be able to satisfy your every wish, Dustin. But in this case, I'm just not going to. I'm just going to have to say no. Is that all right?
Yeah.
You still love me?
I'll let it slide this time.
Okay. Thanks so much. Thanks, Dustin.
Right,
Thank you, Dustin.
You know, there's a site online where you can make a cardboard base. Maybe
I know.
Get
I know.
That and spray paint it pink.
I know. And I heard some tests of it. Of course, you can't tell over YouTube what the real sound is like. But it seems amazing, except it involves making something. And I'm not good at making anything. I'm going to take another call. This is Aaron. What's up, Aaron?
Yes, hi. I have, you know how you were talking about how rare your name is?
Yeah.
One of my neighbors down the road has your name.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Where do you live?
Michigan.
Michigan, and there's a guy named Penn Jillette?
Yes, there is.
P-E-N-N?
Yes.
J-I-L-L-E-T-T-E?
His middle name is Maxwell also. I don't know what your middle name is. But
my middle name is Fraser.
Did not know that, but his middle name is Maxwell. His mom and dad are Tom and Patsy.
Tom and Patsy Jillette?
Yes.
And how old is he?
He is 14.
14?
I think they named him after you.
They did?
I think so.
And his last name is Gillette with a J?
Yes.
Wow, that's really terrific. I'm so glad to hear that. Thanks a lot, Aaron. Maybe we should find out about that. So it's Penn Maxwell Gillette. How cool is that? I've met several other Penns, most of them kids that were named after me, I don't think is exactly right. But people that heard my name and liked the name and then named it after the name. But why don't you, he wants you to hold on. So you just hold on for a second there, Aaron. He's going to find more information from you. But we're going to be coming to New York City. New York City next week. I'll be doing at least Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe Friday from New York, maybe a couple shows a day. So if you're listening to New York City and you hear on the free FM to call in for tickets, please call in. But only five of you are going to come a day because it's a small studio. So make sure you're worth coming. Really looking in the mirror and say, am I the kind of person that Penn Jillette wants to see while he's doing a show? Maybe someone will come. You know, it would be really great if someone came dressed as Michael Goudeau. You know, like in a red sweatshirt, glasses, headphones, floppy hair. Then I would have the same I would be kind of homey, you know? So go to the website, look up a picture of Michael Goudeau. Someone needs to come Halloween dressed in some way as Michael Goudeau. Wouldn't that be a cool thing?
Yeah, I guess.
And for those of you in
call
Vegas.
Call me, I'll just send you the clothes.
For those of you in Las Vegas, I'll be going to the Fetish and Fantasy Ball with my wife and Michael Goudeau. You going?
Possibly.
Maybe Michael Goudeau. At the Orleans, we'll be at the Fetish and Fantasy Ball. Not for long. I'm going to come there right from the show, like at 11:30. I'll probably be gone by midnight. But I'm going to at least stop in because I like seeing all the sexy people having sexy fun on the sexy holiday of Halloween, which incidentally, this year, for the only time in what, the next 14 years,
yep,
is going to be on a Monkey Tuesday. So I'm going to be playing a tape show on Monday while I fly in, and it's a great show with Tom Bergeron and Bob Saget. We had a great time. Then we played Monday, and then Tuesday I'll be live in New York City, just like I always pictured it, skyscrapers and everything.